chatting together on their mom's phone. "Do you think I would be this upset if Danny had texted me?" Haley hissed. "I don't know, maybe. I mean, if Dad saw you, or if Danny texted and told you he was happy you were leaving, or if he texted and told you he had, like, tattooed your name across his forehead." Haley's mouth twitched. "That would make me mad." "It wouldn't?" Beckett grinned, dropping the duffel between them on the asphalt. The air shimmered in the early evening heat. "Your name, 3-inch gothic letters, the Y, like, curling down into his eyeball." "I don't know, lover pants. 3-inch letters? That's commitment." "Can't get mad about that," Beckett said as kindly as she could, because Haley was cheering up, and because she knew as well as Haley did that Danny was a major douchebag, who probably started hooking up with Jenna Martin the second the Sibellis pulled out of Peoria. "I'll be okay," Haley said, picking up their bag. The parents were clambering down from the truck, finally, laughing like they always were, the two of them in on some really bad private joke. "I just wish I was as okay as you are. You are so okay with all of this. Leaving the sleepyheads behind and everything. How are you okay?" Beckett grabbed Haley's hand and squeezed it. "We have our own music. We have Miss Somewhere. We're gonna be okay." And then they turned toward the road, and there it was, Omen number 2, with a lease space available sign on the door, a faded old husk of a guitar center. She could see the shadows where the lettering used to be. That would have been bad enough, but Haley dropped her hand and ran toward the door. "Hey, what are you?" She tugged on the handle. "Locked," she said. "Too bad, I would have grabbed it for you." Just inside the glass, on the other side of the door, a hi-hat cymbal lolled like the head of a horror movie clown. "Shit." On instinct, Beckett made the sign of the cross. "Kiddos, you coming?" Their dad yelled from the crosswalk. "Okay, Mother Teresa," Haley said, a little spooked. "Let's go get you some mini-bar M&Ms so you can chill the hell out." Omen number 3 bided its time. It waited through the rest of their drive to New Jersey, until they unpacked most of their boxes into the echoing giant house their mom got with her new marketing job in Manhattan. Her commute into the city was about an hour, and so that first Monday, their dad dropped her off at the train station, then swung over to deposit Haley and Beckett at Raritan River High School. It was huge. "All of Peoria could fit inside there," Beckett said, staring up at it through the window. "And there would probably be room for Springfield, too," Haley just grinned. "Call me if you need me," their dad called, too loud, as Beckett snatched her backpack out of the back seat. Kids turned to look. Someone snickered because, of course, they did. At the front office, Beckett and Haley got their schedules and compared them as they pushed their way through the hall. It was actual pushing. The hallway was wall-to-wall with people, and their bags and their elbows. Nothing like PHS back home. Beckett sidestepped a bunch of emo kids and almost brained herself on an open locker door. "Jesus H. Christ," she said. They pulled up by the locker deck they'd been assigned, and Beckett began twirling her combination lock with shaking fingers. "This is monstrous. I knew it was going to be bad coming in on the third week, but I didn't know how bad. This is nothing like PHS. Haley was only half listening. The whole of the Raritan River soccer team was streaming by, chanting what sounded like, "Go, Keg, go." "That can't be right," Beckett said. "Keg?" "I think they were saying Ken, Loverpants." "Are you sure? What if the school's mascot's a keg? What kind of school is this anyway?" "Beck, what happened to okay? I thought you were okay." "I left my okay in Zanesville, Ohio," Beckett said, "at the Guitar Center haunted house." And when she finally yanked her locker open, Omen number 3 came pouring out. Some idiot had left a Taco Bell bag in the locker over the summer, and the bottom of the bag had rotted out because there was a burrito in there. Well, it used to be a burrito. Now